You're listening to a 790business.com podcast brought to you by Atlantic Paper. Call 800-613-0950 or visit atlanticpaper.com to find out how the Atlantic Advantage can make your life easier.
Now, back to Patricia Raskin, Positive Business on AM 790. To talk with Patricia and her guest, call 437-5000 or toll free at 1-888-345-0790. And now, back to Patricia Raskin.
Hi, everyone. We are back. You are listening to Positive Business, and I'm Patricia Raskin. We're on AM 790 with our terrific co-host, Marianne Snow, our social media technologist. You can log on to her website at sophiathinkconsulting.com. Well, let me tell you about my next guest. You know, I'm often inundated with people who want to be on the program. And I got an email, and, you know, you get so many, but I got an email, or I heard about this gentleman through email or just online, and I read his material and I said, oh, I've got to have him on the program. His name is Stuart Atkins, an MBA, and his brand new book is Small Business Marketing, A Guide for Survival, Growth, and Success. Stuart Atkins is a speaker, consultant, and professor of marketing. After working in corporate marketing for over 20 years for companies such as Toshiba America and Kingston Technology, Stuart founded Atkins Marketing Solutions, a small business marketing consulting company in Orange County, California. And if you're currently working in a small business or thinking of starting one, this book and his work is really for you, because he's going to talk about traditional and digital aspects of how we can grow our small business. Welcome, Stuart.
Thank you, Patricia. You flatter me.
Well, I'm very excited that you're on the program. And this is also right up Marianne's alley, because Marianne Snow really does work with marketing in terms of social media. So let's look at how we define marketing, because boy, you know, people think marketing is sales. People think marketing is sales calls. People think marketing is an ad. What is marketing, Stuart?
That's a great question, Patricia. Let me say what marketing is not. As you said, it's not sales. It's not PR or advertising or branding or messaging or communicating. And you're probably saying, well, then what in the world is it? It's a process. And the American Marketing Association defines marketing as it's an activity, a set of institutions and processes for creating and communicating and exchanging products and offerings for your clients and customers. So the best way to summarize that is, the bottom line, marketing is a verb and it's not a noun. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like a lifestyle. It's a habit that you do continually. And it's focused on creating benefits and value for your customers and your clients. Mm-hmm. Those areas that I listed that are not marketing are aspects or subcategories of marketing, but they're not really the essence of marketing. And the essence of marketing is that activity and process.
So let me ask you, Stuart. So when we do email marketing and Twitter and Facebook and LinkedIn and YouTube and blogging, is that marketing?
It is. It is marketing in that. All of those, I like to call those the six spokes of the social of the marketing wheel, or the six spokes of social media, so to speak, are better said. You've got email marketing, Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, and blogging. One of those by itself can be somewhat effective if you integrate all of them together and use them in force. That's when you're repurposing your content and getting the widest reach. All of those are tools of marketing that can tell your story, and the key essence of marketing is telling your story. And using those six tools are effective ways to do that. And in order to keep that wheel rolling in the six spokes of the social media wheel, they have to work together. And that's, otherwise you have an unbalanced wheel.
You're speaking my language.
I know.
Yeah, I know.
But Marianne, the thing is, I'm reading here, and it's like where we get confused is small business people.
Right.
And where I get confused is, which one do I use, or do I have to use all of them? Do I have to use Twitter and Facebook and LinkedIn and YouTube and blogging? I mean, or if not, what percentages do I use, and how do I know?
Right, Right, right. And I think that, you know, I love Stuart's approach because he's talking about really kind of the balance, but he's also talking about mixing it up with traditional marketing, because it's not like you just go, most people don't go just digital. Most people are doing a mix of all sorts of things.
Yeah, and you know, Marianne, there's a, I love the phrase, old rules, new tools.
Yep.
It's the same rules of basic marketing and advertising and communication, but we've got new tools that we're using. And in my book, the chapter on social media is entitled Facing the MySpace of the LinkedIn Twitter Monster.
I love Facing the MySpace.
And the reason I named it that is because the title kind of tells the story itself. I think a lot of small businesses are overwhelmed. They think, Twitter, Facebook, blogging, how do I do all this at once? And I really encourage my clients and just small businesses in general, take baby steps. And I think Twitter's a great place to start. I think email marketing, for example, I use Constant Contact, fantastic tool. There's a lot of good email marketing service providers out there.
I use that too, and I love it.
Start small. And Twitter, it gets you to the point. It forces you to consolidate and summarize your message in 140 characters or less. And if you start small and get a feel for social media, take your time, be patient, and be gradual, I think is the most effective approach, because it'll overwhelm you if you don't.
I'm in complete agreement with you, Stuart, and I would say that I would make one adjustment.
Sure.
Twitter's great. But link it to LinkedIn, because if you're a small business person and you're not using LinkedIn, you're really missing an opportunity there. So that would be the one adjustment that I would make.
Oh, I fully agree with you. In fact, my social media strategy, when I have all of them interconnected, and when I post on Twitter, it automatically feeds to LinkedIn.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And so you can because the biggest issue with social media, and I think you'll agree with me, Marianne, that time and resources.
No kidding.
people are just. They say, how am I going to find the time to communicate everything I want to communicate? And if you can allow those six spokes of the wheel to integrate together and repurpose together, it really works in an effective way. For example, on my blog, I've got a share bar at the bottom. And someone reads a blog post, they like it, they can simply click on that share bar and they can send it to YouTube or Twitter or Facebook. And there's a lot of simplistic ways to just repurpose your content.
All right, I want to tell people you can call in at 437-5000 or 888-345-0790. We're talking about social media. We're talking about marketing. We're talking about how do you integrate all of these tools to market your small business effectively. So certainly call in with our guest expert, Stuart Atkins. Small Business Marketing is his book, A Guide for Survival, Growth, and Success, and my co-host, Marianne Snow, an expert in her own right on social media. You know, Stuart and Marianne, I want to say for someone like myself, you know, when you talk about integrating all of these things, I am busy with other aspects of my business, and that whole social media is not my expertise.
Mm-hmm.
So don't you advise that we do what we're best at and we find people to help us? I have other people who help me with that aspect of the business.
Well, you know, and here's the thing, Patricia. I'll tell you, frankly, you and I are in the same position. And Stuart, I think you and I are probably in similar situations because the two of us are teaching as well. And and in this particular situation, there are moments. I had a conversation with somebody who is going to help me with the blog redesign. I know I could do it given enough time and resources. I don't have the time. I don't have the capacity right at this point. So I'm talking to somebody else, and aligning yourself with good partners.
Yeah.
Is the
very
key
important.
Here.
What do
totally
you think, Stuart?
The key.
I fully agree. Great example. My website, I had a web developer put together my website. I later shifted it over to WordPress. It's 100% WordPress now. So I had a web designer set up the basic WordPress site for me, but and then I was trained in how to update the content.
Yep.
And so I generate my own content. I love to write. I love to speak, and I will do that aspect of it. But you are so right that it would have taken me hours to eventually learn how to design that. And you have to maximize your skill set and your time and what you do best. And there are other, it's more effective from a cost-effective standpoint to hire someone that does it better than you, that, and that gives you the time and the resources to focus on what you do best.
Now, Stuart, you said something in your talking points that I thought was really interesting, and it was around website being the foundation of sound social media strategy.
Oh, you are an expert, aren't you?
And now,
I love it. That's a great point.
Because, you know, this is a very interesting thing, because when most people hear website, you know, they're thinking traditional static websites are going out, though. So can you talk a little bit about that? Because that's huge.
Yeah. People don't realize, I hear small businesses say, all I need is Facebook and all I need is Twitter. That's all I need.
Someone else's real estate.
But then I ask them the question, do you own your Facebook page? Do you own your Twitter page?
Nope.
And they don't. What if they accidentally get delisted by mistake? What if Twitter disappears? Hopefully it won't. But your website, do you own your website?
You betcha.
You own your website legally and from a copyright standpoint. The website is your baby. You own that. You control the content. You own the URL, the registration for that. And so any social media strategy has to have the website as the foundation, and all those other five or six spokes of the wheel need to feed back to the website, because you control that, and that's an area that is foundational. But the main thing is you own that website, and that's the foundation of your social media and your marketing house.
Yeah, especially since we're talking data. Who owns the data? And
yep,
Facebook.
That's right.
Facebook has data that they're not sharing with you. So when you've got your own website, you've got your own blog, your own URL, you've got that data, and that's really key.
You know, one of the things that you write about, Stuart, that I find interesting is you say that a recession, which is what we're in, is a great time to increase, not decrease, your marketing budget. There are going to be people that will disagree with that. And why do you say that?
Well, Patricia, I really love the theme of your show that you say turn obstacles into opportunity.
That's right.
Now, the recession is a big obstacle right now. And, you know, we've faced numerous, 10 or 11 recessions since 1945. This one's a very different animal. I think by impulse or instinct, companies, whether they're small, medium, or large, the first thing they tend to cut back on is marketing.
Mm-hmm.
During a recession. And I think that's a big mistake. Now, I'm not saying you don't want to be wise and prudent with your budgets, but think about it. During a recession, a lot of your competitors are cutting back on their advertising. They're cutting back on some of their sales initiatives and promotional initiatives. What better time to gain market share when your competitors are running into the corner and hiding, hoping the recession is going to be over sooner than later? So it's a great opportunity to gain market share and to tell your story and to expand your messaging and your reach and actually increase sales if you do it properly. Companies like FedEx, Microsoft, General Electric, Trader Joe's, they were founded during recessions. So the recession is a serious recession now, and we need to be patient, but we also need we can't be afraid to be aggressive in a prudent and a wise way. And by expanding, I've increased the marketing budget for my company over the past 2 years, and I had my largest budget last year, and it's paid off.
Makes perfect sense to me.
You have to be careful, though, in your choices. I think that would be another good topic is how do you know what to choose? I mean, there are a lot of choices, Stuart, and a lot of them are very enticing and very seductive. You know, come here and we'll give you this and try this strategy and try this online. And you get these all the time online with all of these promises. We're going to increase your business by 50%, 100%. How do you know?
Well, let me go back to, I look at return on investment, and this is where, again, Marianne, social media is so key, because a lot of social media is free. At least the initial upfront costs are free. Now, the time and the resources are not free, because you have to invest time and resources. But, for example, think of Google AdWords. You can reach, they say, 100 million people in 10 minutes with Google AdWords, and you can set up a Google AdWords account for minimal cost, and you can target customers, you can target regions, you can make structure very effective ads for minimal cost. So it's a really good question, because I always try to look for those tools that are going to increase the return on the greatest investment for you. Email marketing has, like, for every dollar you spend, it's about a $43 return on investment. Social media, other social media tools have very high returns on investment.
Yes.
And one other quick point. I like to say tweak your budget, don't slash it. Now, you do have to cut budget sometimes in a recession, but you want to tweak it. In other words, let's say you were spending 20% on traditional newspaper ads. Maybe cut that to 5% and shift the over 15% into Google AdWords or an internet marketing strategy. So tweak it. Don't slash it.
Yeah, I want to give an example, because when you were just saying that about the Google AdWords, I want to give an example from my own business.
Sure.
And this just happened to me recently. As well as producing and hosting radio programs, I'm also a radio coach. So I help other people who want to have their own radio programs. And I've done that a lot, but I want to do more of it. And I have some people who've been finding me on the internet, and I'm saying, wait a minute, you know, I need to get my presence up so that when you go to radio coaching, I'm on the first page of Google. Not the third page, because the person found me, but I wasn't on page number one. And this person turned out to be a fabulous client. All right. So I hired someone, and I don't know what it was, maybe $100 or something. And they sat down with me. Fascinating. And they went through the search engines, and they looked at all of the different ways that somebody would find Radio Coach. They looked at all the ways. And we looked at, I think the biggest one was radio interviews. Or something like coach. Anyway, there were about 20 things, 20 phrases, and then he put down how many thousands of people were looking at this.
Yeah.
So what I did is I took all of those words, and I went back into my website, and I put in my website what those keywords were. I put them in my description. I put them in titles.
Yep.
And I have to tell you, now I go to radio coaching, and I'm much higher up on the search engines.
Yeah.
No, you're exactly right. In fact, we probably wouldn't be having this radio interview now if I had not used Google AdWords and applied some of the basic principles.
Yes,
you
because
just
you
mentioned.
Asked me. You said to me, "How did you find me?" And I don't know, what did I say? I found you online or something. I found you somewhere that I usually don't look, and I found you immediately.
Yeah, and and Marianne, I'd like your feedback on this one too. This is, some people say, now being on the top of Google is important, but it's also really important that individuals track the metrics and the analytics behind their website, so they can see the page views and the number of visitors, on a daily basis, and see where the trends are going. But I like to see an increase in the overall trends in addition to a higher page ranking, because that way you know you're seeing an increase in traffic. Since for example, when I added a blog to my website, over the past year, my traffic has increased over 1,000% simply because I added a blog.
Interesting. I didn't realize it was that strong.
But, and I know that we've only got about a minute before we go on the break, and so I think we should talk more about this when you come back, Stuart, but I want to leave everybody with this thought. One is that, you know, Stuart's right. Part of what you when everyone first started on social media, they were just looking at, you know, how many followers did I get?
Yeah.
It's not the number of followers. And the other thing is, you know, being on top today doesn't mean you'll be on top tomorrow. It changes in an instant.
Yeah, you have to, and you have to stay on top of it. All right.
Absolutely.
You're listening to Positive Business. I'm here with my co-host, Marianne Snow, and our guest on the phone is Stuart Atkins. His book is Small Business Marketing, A Guide for Survival, Growth, and Success, and it's AtkinsMarketingSolutions.com. You're listening to Positive Business. I'm Patricia Raskin right here on AM 790 with Marianne Snow. We'll be right back. Hi, everyone. We're back. You're listening to Positive Business, and I'm Patricia Raskin right here with my terrific my terrific co-host, Mary Ann Snow, our social media guru technologist, and she'll be on next week, I believe it's next week, talking with us about social media. Our guest is Stuart Atkins. His book is Small Business Marketing, A Guide for Survival, Growth, and Success. You can log on to AtkinsMarketingSolutions.com. And Stuart Atkins is a speaker, consultant, and professor of marketing. Welcome back, Stuart. Tell us
Thank
how
you.
We can find you and how small businesses can find you for consulting and what you do with workshops and seminars and your book.
Well, you, as you said, you can find me at AtkinsMarketingSolutions.com. Incidentally, it's Atkins with a T, like the diet. A-T as in Tom.
So
not
we'll
a D,
remember
but a
that.
T.
People will remember that. Just think of Atkins and then just add Marketing Solutions.
That's right. People say, are you related to Dr. Atkins? I said, well, no, but I've been on the diet all my life. I didn't have a choice with my last name. And then my book is available on from Amazon in both paperback and Kindle editions. It's a quick read and it's a practical read. Small businesses and medium businesses can read it and actually take stuff home that day to actually, you know, increase sales and help their marketing. I have a blog on my website that has tons of free posts and information for small businesses. You can also sign up for my monthly email marketing newsletter off of my website, and it's designed to be just value-oriented and offer tips. It's not heavy on promotion. It just offers benefits and tips for small businesses. And on my website, you can follow me on LinkedIn, Facebook, and Twitter, too. And I'm also a speaker. I'm doing more and more speaking and more in demand for speaking engagements, and I love to just get up in front of a crowd and make a fool of myself.
Oh, well, we're just really happy to have you on. We'll have to have you come back. And again, folks, if you want some very solid strategies for your small business, contact Stuart Atkins at AtkinsMarketingSolutions.com and tell him you heard it right here, and he will get right back to you.
Thank
all
you
right.
very much.
Yeah, thanks so much, Stuart, for being on the program.
Okay,
all right.
Great to talk to you, Stuart.
You too.
All right. Folks, coming up next in our second hour, we have two really terrific guests. Our first guest is Patricia Sigman. And Patricia Sigman is the author of Six Steps to Creating Profit, a guide for small and mid-sized service-based businesses. And then in the second half hour, we have on a man I've had on before who's also terrific, and his name is Henry Weisinger. Actually, we call him Hank. And Hank is the author of the brand-new book, almost out, Nerves of Steel, Doing Your Best When It Counts the Most. All right, folks, you're listening to Positive Business. I'm Patricia Raskin, along here with Mary Ann Snow, right here on AM 790. Do not go anywhere. We have a whole second hour for you coming up at 4:06. We'll be right back.